So we hear in the gospel today the difference between what Jesus desires of us as his disciples and how he wants to elevate our love for him and for neighbor beyond the legalistic interpretation of the law that the Pharisees and the scribes have practiced. Yes, it is easy for us to be quote-unquote holy, keep all the commandments, and never break what God had given to us, and yet still be a jerk and still be unloving toward other. Because we keep the exterior legalistic and the letters of the law, but the act of charity that move us toward loving our brothers and sisters never change our heart. And remember, Jesus came to teach us how to conform our heart, our will, just as we have heard in the collect or the opening prayer today, so that our will, our heart, our soul, our everything is conformed to the will of God, to love as God is able to love. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, we have to remember that war do not start with some physical violence. Oftentimes, war starts within the heart of many. Where we begin to harbor hate, or we begin to harbor negativity or judgment or anything that is egoistically based with us first, and then from that is spring forward toward the tendency to begin to will to hurt other people. Therefore, we destroy one another first within our own thoughts, in our own mind, with how we act or how we react to one another. And that's why our heart need to change first, and the law need to help us be transformed in order to love as God loves. If we really want to change this world, if we really want to change our society, if we want to change how people are being pro-life, we need to be pro-life in our very action by choosing how to love, by choosing how to serve, by choosing how to let the acts of charity be enliven in both words and actions. And which lead us toward the first reading today, as we have heard from the prophet Ezekiel, that God did not find pleasure in punishing the sinner, but he wants each and everyone to really return back to him. And the way for us, as we have heard in the gospel reading, how we can return back to God is to replace vice or vices with virtues. In order for us to let go of what is affecting us negatively, we need to replace those negative habits, actions, or words with positive ones, with life-changing ones. Or else, we might have the best intention to say, Lord, I'm not going to sin anymore. Oh, Lord, I'm going to be better. But if we don't really take the time and the effort to put or to replace those bad habits, those bad vices with good virtues and good practices, then we haven't changed at all. And what are some of the virtues that we're called to do? The church give us the three basic ones, prayer, fasting, almsgiving, faith, hope, and love in action. That's what prayer, fasting, and almsgiving give us, faith, hope, and love. Therefore, may our Lenten journey be that journey that help us to change our vices, our bad habits, and replace them with good virtues and practices so that we act in charity in loving our brothers and sisters.